Welcome to episode 437 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Matthew 12, verse 20. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. When Matthew wrote these words, he was quoting a prophecy from Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 4. In the prophecy, the bruised reed and the smoldering wick refer to the spiritually, physically, or morally weak. A reed that is bruised may be damaged, but it is not irreparable. A smoldering wick may be about to lose its fire altogether, but it can still be reignited. Many who encounter Jesus may have their doubts. Their faith may be as fragile as a bruised reed. But Jesus has compassion on those who are weak, including those who doubt, and he can restore those whose faith may waver. Do you sometimes feel frail, vulnerable, insecure as a bruised reed with a storm coming? There is a word for you.
Today's top 10 list.
10 examples of doubt in the New Testament.
Number 1.
Zechariah. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were righteous, God-honoring people who had no children and were well past childbearing years. While he was ministering in the temple, the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and told him that he and Elizabeth had been chosen by God to have a son who would be the forerunner of the Messiah. Although this was great news, Zechariah did not initially believe the angel. He objected that this could not be possible, since he and his wife were too old. Because of his unbelief, Gabriel told him that he would be mute until the baby was born. Zechariah was immediately unable to speak, and when he came out of the temple, he had to communicate with hand gestures.
Number 2.
John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth. The famous wilderness preacher who was sent to prepare the way of the Lord started out confident and certain. When talking about Jesus, whom he baptized in the Jordan River, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And I have seen, and I testify that this is God's chosen one." Sometime after this statement, John was put into prison by King Herod because the king did not like John's messages. After being imprisoned for some months, John began to question if Jesus really was the Messiah. And so he sent some of his disciples to ask Jesus this in Luke 7, verse 19. "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus' response was telling. He told John's messengers to inform the imprisoned man of the miracles being performed. He then proceeded to publicly praise John the Baptist.
Number 3.
The father of a sick boy. In Mark 9, we read of a father with a son who was mute and suffered from seizures. He took his son to the disciples to be healed, and they failed to make the boy well. Wrestling with his faith, he still brought his son to Jesus, asking if Jesus could help. Jesus pointed to his faith. But knowing he was wrestling with his faith, the father responded honestly. He cried for help to win his faith wrestling match with the words, "I believe, help my unbelief." And Jesus brought the victory. Jesus will help us win our wrestling matches by his grace.
Number 4.
Mary and Martha. Jesus spent a lot of time with these two sisters, along with their brother Lazarus. They followed him, served him, and listened to him, but still wrestled with their faith. Their brother became sick while Jesus was out of town, and they sent for him. But Jesus didn't come right away. Lazarus died. And the sisters wrestled with thoughts like, "If you had been here, he wouldn't have died." Jesus reminded them that he was the resurrection and the life. They believed in a resurrection in the future, on the last day, but struggled to believe that such a thing could happen in the now. Because Jesus is who he says he is, Lazarus was raised to life that very day.
Number 5.
The religious leaders. The Jewish religious leaders, the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees, had plenty of evidence of who Jesus was. Yet because of their self-righteousness and smugness, they not only doubted the Messiah, but arranged for him to be put to death.
Number 6.
Peter on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples saw the Lord walking on water toward their boat in the middle of the night. Peter called out to the Lord and said to him, "If that is you, then call out for me to come to you." After the Lord had called him, Peter got out of the vessel and actually walked on the water toward the Lord. Matthew 14 verses 31 and 32. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
Number 7.
Peter denies Jesus. When Jesus was arrested, Peter was caught in a clash between faith and fear. He denied knowing Jesus with cursing and swearing. The fisherman-turned-disciple had been so certain of his faith before that. But Jesus knew how fragile that faith was. Jesus had predicted Peter's denial and prayed for Peter's faith not to fail. Ultimately, Peter's faith brought him back to Jesus, who not only reconciled with him, but asked him to feed his sheep.
Number 8.
Thomas after the resurrection. Being a disciple of Jesus doesn't automatically make one a faith giant. Thomas became known as Doubting Thomas because he wrestled with the truth that Jesus rose from the dead. But his wrestling was as human as the labeling of him. Thomas was not the only disciple to wrestle with the truth of the resurrection. All of the disciples struggled to believe when Mary and the other women came and told them that Jesus was alive. It's important to point out the grace of God for those who struggle. The 11 didn't believe until Jesus appeared to them. But given how vociferous Thomas was, Jesus appeared again just for this doubting disciple, and he was purposeful in restoring him. What a beautiful illustration of grace.
Number 9.
The disciples at Jesus' ascension. Matthew 28 verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Even after 3.5 years of ministry, even after the death, burial, and resurrection of their Lord, there were still some who doubted. Despite those doubts, despite those reservations, the Holy Spirit was still able to work in the lives of those disciples, enabling them to bring the gospel to all the world.
Number 10.
Believers at a prayer meeting. Herod Agrippa had executed the Apostle James and then arrested Peter, planning to put him to death just after the Passover. No doubt the church had prayed for James to be delivered, but their prayers had not been answered in the way that they wanted. They were disappointed, but when Peter was imprisoned, they called another prayer meeting. While they were praying, an angel miraculously delivered Peter from his prison cell. The freed apostle went to where he surmised the church would be gathered and stood outside knocking on the door. A servant girl recognized Peter's voice and got so excited that she forgot to let Peter in. She ran in and announced that Peter was at the door. But everyone in the prayer meeting said, "You're crazy. It must be Peter's angel." But Peter continued knocking. When they opened the door, they were amazed. Father, some of us may be bruised reeds in some way today. We may be pressed down with the troubles of this world. We may be struggling with doubt and fear. Help us to come to Jesus in faith, humbly trusting his strength, trusting that he is gracious to all. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.